ABC Radio Australia.
If you're on Facebook and social media, there's one Pacific story that's been dominating news feeds over the past week. And that's the controversy around the Miss Pacific pageant, which saw accusations of vote rigging at the crowning event, leading to a stop order preventing the pageant judges from flying home. The Solomon Islands government says it's taking the allegations seriously. A police investigation is underway. And meanwhile, an order preventing the judges from leaving the country has been lifted, allowing the Chief Judge Samoan Jerry Leatoa-Lessa, Jerry Brunt, to fly home. For his fellow judge from Vanuatu, Jane Canas, she'll be heading home on Friday. But joining us this morning is Jane Canas. With that, I say welcome to the show, Jane.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Look, we appreciate your time, and understandably, Jane,
recording in progress.
It is pretty much probably been quite a traumatic last couple of days for you. I would love to know, how are you holding up?
I'm okay. I'm well looked after by the pageant committee here in Honiara. And I'm comfortable. To say the least, I'm comfortable, yes.
That's good to hear, Jane. Well, describe, you know, like, take us back. Describe what it was like when you got to the airport and you were unable to fly home.
Well, of course, we had known that there was trouble stirring and that there could be stoppage at the airport. I went in with an open mind. I checked in, went through biosecurity as calm as I possibly could, made it to the immigration desk, to which they had already known that there were a number of names that were to be stopped from departing. And my name was on a handwritten piece of paper. And so I wasn't allowed to leave. Yeah.
And at that moment, so you say, can you clarify, you were aware that, was this stop order for all of the judges or were only for some?
It was for all of the judges. The list had, it was a list, and so all the judges' names were on that list. I happened to be the first name on the list.
Oh, goodness. Well, Jane, you know, if we go to the pageant itself, you know, there is allegations of vote rigging, you know, in the Pacific pageant. What do you make of that then?
As a judge on this panel, I can confidently say there was no rigging whatsoever. The judging procedure was very transparent, all the way from the collection of our score sheets as they were taken to the scrutineers. From there, it is out of our hands. It is in the hands of the scrutineers to do the tallying up. So every step of the way was transparent.
You know, the unfortunate thing is with social media comes a lot of accusations, allegations, misinformation, disinformation. There was a particular video that was actually shared on social media, sort of seeming to maybe seal Jerry's fate. Was it disappointing then that so much credibility was given into that video?
It is very disappointing. In fact, I was also in that video. I had my back to the camera. I had stood up from the desk, from our table, and had gone across to the scrutineer's table to see what the fuss was about. And I was right there. I witnessed everything, and it was just really baseless accusations that tampering was done to the results. I saw all of the pieces of paper that were there, and it wasn't according to what was alleged.
The interesting thing is, though, there's sort of been, you know, radio silence from the pageant committee and organisers themselves. Is it disappointing that, you know, the air wasn't cleared earlier? It's taken this long?
Well, I'm going to say that as much as we wanted information to come from the pageant, this matter had to go through a number of discussions, board meetings, etc. And we're human beings. The board members have been through rigorous activities throughout the duration of the pageant, but also days before it. And so we needed rest. They needed rest. And so, yes, it to me, this was the fastest that we could have gotten information out to the public, and we just needed to be acceptable of the time frame. It is what it is. There were channels that we had to go through, and we couldn't fast forward anything, really.
Yeah. I mean, I know you say it is what it is, but at any point, did you feel that stop order or like a knee-jerk reaction, right, from the government somehow maybe overshadowed the positiveness of the pageant?
I think, yes, it did. It was, I reckon it was a knee-jerk reaction from the government, although they were or are a major sponsor of the pageant. And I do accept that they want to know information about these allegations, etc. But it may have gone through another way. Personally, I did not know why I wasn't allowed to depart on my flight, and later learned of, you know, the reasons why we were kept back. Yeah.
Again, you know, apart from the stop order preventing you from flying, though, Jane, were you ever detained or restricted from moving around?
No, not at all. From where I am, I could walk down the street and go to the shops, and I'm free to move around. Yeah,
nice. And you know, if we were to look forward, do you think that the pageant hopefully could return to Solomons after such an incident?
I hope it could return to the Solomons. I hope it could return to any of the countries in Melanesia, in Micronesia, in Polynesia. It is a Pacific pageant. It is a very good platform for young women and girls, and the Pacific region really needs something like this that can boost the future of women and girls in their confidence and in going forward and advocating for issues that are important in the region.
My thing would be, Jane, as the contestants, and we've been able to speak to some of them, you know, they talk about their bond during this whole situation. Has that been the same situation, though, between you and the rest of the other judges to have to have stuck it out, considering all the allegations that have been thrown out?
There has been bonding, yes, especially to those who have remained, who have been in contact with one another physically here in Honiara, although we had some judges who had left before the stop order could have, you know, been activated. Yeah. But otherwise, we're good.
Yeah. Finally, though, Jane, message, though, to everyone that was just so involved in this pageant. I mean, you know, to put some calm or ease to the communities, what would you say this morning?
To the community at large out there in the region, I just like to say, please accept the results. The judging panel did the best that we could in producing a Miss Pacific Islands 2025. We worked strictly on criteria. It wasn't any favoritism. It wasn't anything of that sort. It was based purely on our experiences in pageantry as well as what we saw on stage. Our judges are impartial. I'd just like to ask the community at large, accept the results. Let's move on. Let's refrain from personally attacking members of the judging panel.
Well, look, Jane, we appreciate your time this morning, and I'm sure you are looking forward to heading home tomorrow, but just appreciate you being able to be with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. That, of course, was Miss Pacific Islands Vanuatu judge Jane Kanas on the line from Honiara.